Good evening, everybody. It's Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2023. And we are sponsored by CardioMiracle.com. CardioMiracle.com, a great, great supplement to take to help with nitric oxide, as well as removing the peroxynitrates that might be formed in the body. It's a great antioxidant. It's good before workouts. I think it's good after a workout also. Use your CT15 as your code for your first 15% off. I recommend that you try it and see if it serves you, if you like it. Also, EMF SOL, emfsolutions.com. We have a link that Cookie's going to put up, another one of our sponsors. And I want to let you know that I've been wearing my band, and I wear it to sleep. I wear it awake. The only time I don't wear it is if I'm in the shower. And since wearing the band and using the room harmonizer and having the clips on the devices in my house, I haven't put the home harmonizer up yet. I'm finally sleeping through the night.
Wow. Are you using the Z's packet?
I was using the Z's packet under my mattress, and I was having a lot of twisting and turning and restlessness. And so even though I was sleeping through the night, I took it and put it on my night table, and I was sleeping better, not as restless. So I have it. But it's not, I don't know if it's doing anything next to my bed, but it's better for me not to have it under my bed. But I think this might be helping. I think the room harmonizer might be helping. I definitely, the device chips in the house, and I'm waiting to do the home harmonizer, and I'm waiting for the card. And I do have a car harmonizer as well. And again, I'm not waking up 4:30, 5 o'clock every night anymore. I am sleeping more through the night. So something is electrically helping me.
Well, I don't use my, have the watch on or the band on consistently. You know, because it's very annoying to me to have on jewelry when I'm at the computer. It's just and I spend so much time at the computer, so I take that off. But I do have the room harmonizer downstairs by my studio. You know, everything is down there. And as soon as I put that on, and I put those little clips, you know, that you write
ice chips.
It's because I've got it's a powerful studio down there. I mean, it got a big tower, big PC tower, its own drive on the side. There's 5 screens. I got a teleprompter. There's 7 lights. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And as soon as I put those things on those clips and put the room harmonizer in it, it just felt like peaceful.
Yep.
And it did. And it wasn't that it wasn't like, but there was just a distinct change in the energy. Right. But the bed thing, that Z's bed thing for me, oh, I love it.
Nice.
I mean, I have never, you know, we've talked about this before. I don't have a bit of trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I don't really wake up in the middle of the night. If I do, I go right back to sleep. But there's a distinct difference in the quality of my sleep. I still wake up tired because I don't get enough hours of sleep.
Right.
But I feel more rested. And you've also heard me say for years that I don't ever dream. And if I do dream, it's like a magnet. You know, if I probably do dream, I just never remember my dreams. And if I do wake up remembering a dream, it's like an event. Like, that must be something I'm supposed to pay attention to. I'm dreaming every night now. And sometimes the dreams are so good that, like, when my alarm goes off, it's like, no, I want to know.
Right.
I keep staying
right
in the middle of this dream. So I'm really dreaming. So the quality of my sleep is so much better. Right. And I don't have the home harmonizers up yet either. I have to have somebody help me install them. But just the things that I have used, I have the one in the car, but, you know, I'm not particularly electromagnetic sensitive. I'm just not, but I have noticed these, and because I know some people are super sensitive, you know, really. But even me that doesn't seem to have a particular sensitivity, I do notice a difference. I noticed the difference when I put the two chips on the bottom of my laptop. I felt kind of like, I just felt that go down. I haven't felt a big difference with my phone. In fact, it was really interfering with my phone at first. We kept wanting to shut it down, wanted to turn it off. Wow. But now they've gotten used to each other, so they don't fight anymore. But I just think these are great products. And for people that are listening that are electromagnetic sensitive, or if you've had a whole bunch of problems that you can't quite figure out, they're kind of miscellaneous sorts of things, it may be an electromagnetic sensitivity that you're not aware of. So, you know, the thing you should do is when you go to that link is go out there and ask for a free home consultation, because that's really the place to start. And then they'll do it's about 45 minutes to an hour. They'll do a free consultation with you, talk to you a little bit about lifestyle and sleep and, you know, things like that, just like what Larry and I were just talking about. And then they'll make a couple of recommendations to get started. And, you know, you can go from there. But I really have enjoyed these products a lot.
You know, it wasn't until August of 2022 where all of a sudden I started waking up out of nowhere, anywhere between 4 and 6 every morning. And I could not go back to sleep. And, you know, that wears on you. That really wears on you. And even when I took those 7 weeks off, it was better, but it still continued 4, 4:30, 5, 5:30. And I was up for the rest of the day. I felt like I was buzzing. And I never used to have that. Once I started with the room harmonizer and the watch band and the Z's, I got up at my alarm, or sometimes even past the time I would normally get up in the morning. And I agree, the dreaming has increased.
A lot.
Dreaming has definitely increased. I just felt like I was twisting and turning too much. But once I took the Z's out, I was better.
Do you have like a queen or a king size bed? Queen. I'm just thinking maybe do you, because I personally could live in a twin size bed because I have a king, but I sleep on my left side on the left-hand side. I mean, the blankets aren't even wrinkled on the other side. The only reason I ask is thinking maybe if you put it on the other side of the bed and not directly under you.
Maybe. I mean, there are times where I'll wake up, you know, diagonal in the bed, like somehow my head was there and my feet are there. But I will try it. I mean,
maybe if it was right underneath you, it was too much.
Probably
down at the foot of the bed, like maybe the opposite side foot of the bed or something.
Right. Do you ever remember any of those magnet mattresses they use?
Nikon.
Yeah. I got one once and I thought I was going to go absolutely out of my mind. It was too charging for me. I had to get rid of it. I was nauseous all the time. I couldn't sleep well. And as soon as I got rid of it, I was fine. And you know how they say, you know, the product is great. The product is great. The product is great. It's like some of the things we hear about, you know, supplements, some of the things we hear about, you know, the EE system, you know, there's nothing bad about it. It'll never hurt you. It's nothing bad at all. And, you know, as I keep saying out loud to people, there's only one thing in the universe that's a one, and that's God. Everything else, and I'm sorry I'm going to use this word, everything else is binary. Everything else is binary. It just is. So I'll leave it at that. But I do have to say a couple of sports things. So the Major League Baseball season has started, and most teams have played about 13 games. The Tampa Bay Rays have played 13 games, Dr. T, and they have won 13 games.
Oh, wow. Who's this now?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Wow.
They are 13-0 in first place in the AL East. A phenomenal start. They are killing the ball. Their pitching is keeping up. They're really, really kicking butt in the American League. So it's a nice story to watch. I mean, they're not going to go 162-0, but it's nice to see that they're coming out of the gates so strongly. And the other thing to see is that the games are shorter with the pitch clock and with the batter's clock. The games are two and a half hours. And because of that, the stadiums are extending the time by which the vendors are staying open. because they're losing money at the concession stands, because they almost always shut the concession stands at the seventh inning. And because it's going so quickly, not only are people missing the game, but there are fewer items being bought. So now they're extending the concession stands to 8 o'clock, to the eighth inning. So more people can buy the material.
More people can buy Coke and hot dogs, right?
And beer.
And beer, right.
And the other interesting thing to speak of is the Washington Redskins, now called the Washington Commanders because of Woke Nation, were bought in 1999 by Dan Snyder for $800 million. $800 million. And because he was such a buffoon of an owner and made some really big mistakes, the NFL was able to get him to sell the team. And there's an offer on the table, which has not been signed yet, for $6.05 billion. There you go.
So it's what the rich do with their money, right?
Yeah. Washington Commanders.
Unbelievable.
A storied franchise. That football team was a juggernaut for decades.
Right.
And Snyder bought it and just could not do anything good with it. But after $800 million purchase in 1999, 24 years later, it looks like he'll sell it for over a $5 billion profit.
Chimney Christmas.
What is one? And we can't feed the homeless, right? And we can't find a way to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking care of everybody, are you aware of what's going on with the Dalai Lama?
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. There's a really big controversy, because earlier this month, Dalai Lama was holding his session, and he gave a hug to a child. And after giving a hug to the child, he kissed them on the lips. Now, the Dalai Lama is 87. This was a 9-year-old boy. And after the 9-year-old boy got the kiss on the lips, the Dalai Lama stuck out his tongue. And the rumor is that he stuck out his tongue asking the boy to suck his tongue.
No.
That's the story that's going around. And he is being lambasted as a pedophile, which, again, may have nothing to do with this specific situation, because there are many concerns about his, sanity before this. So, and the reason I said it's a rumor, because, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs. You don't know all the ins and outs. I mean, he did say, so it says, suck my tongue. But there are multiple stories coming out about it. One of which, yeah, he's a pedophile. And the other is this. When a Tibetan child asks their parent or grandparent for something, after the adult gives the child what they asked for, they stick out their tongue, a Tibetan gesture of respect, as if to say, I have given you everything. If you want anything else, you'll have to eat my tongue because it is all I have left. Now, I don't know if that's the context in which the Dalai Lama did that, but that's one of the stories that's being invoked. A week before the release of the old video of the Dalai Lama saying this to a young Indian boy who had asked him for a hug, the Dalai Lama had blessed a newly appointed Buddhist leader in Mongolia. This enraged the Chinese leadership, who are trying to take control of the appointment of new Buddhist leaders throughout Asia. and they are getting their payback. Now, there are many, many other sides to this, but I'm watching videos of these Tibetan people who are outraged at the way in which the Dalai Lama is being taken down. Now, apparently, the Dalai Lama also said that if a woman were to be chosen as the Dalai Lama's successor, she would need to be attractive. This is the distraction that's going on in the world right now. And I do think there's some truth somewhere in there that, you know, we're never going to truly find because of our biases. You know, he may have really said, "Do you want to suck my tongue?" And you can see the boy shaking his head, no. But it's not clear the context. Yes, we know he did partake in the World Economic Forum. But, you know, there are so many Tibetans who are supporting him. And then there are so many people who are tearing him down as a pedophile.
I'm sorry, Larry. I just don't really have much to say about that other than, you know, it is just a distraction. I mean, you know, that's the Dalai Lama has been an icon and institution for, well, he's 80. And I think he became the Dalai Lama when he was like 4 or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, on the back side of that, I guess we could say Florida is about ready to pass a law that, what is it, the death penalty for somebody that's convicted of pedophilia?
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what it said. Yeah. So that just was, I think if somebody could confirm that, I'm pretty sure that's what I read, that they're trying to pass a law that if you are convicted of pedophilia, that it's a death penalty.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll vote for that.
Yeah. So no kidding.
Yeah. So again, the, you know, there, it shocked me when the Dalai Lama came out and spoke in favor of the COVID shot, which again raised suspicions about, you know, who he is and where he comes from. But I'm just putting it out there because it's a huge thing. All the prejudices are being just dumped into this story, and my concern is it's another distraction.
It's just another distraction. I mean, seriously, it's like, look over there, look over there, look over there, when all this stuff is going on over here, you know. I gotta get up for a second and I'm just gonna turn off my fan here. I'll be right back.
Go turn off the
fan. Keep going.
So I do want to talk about a major announcement in the Democratic Party. And I mentioned it a couple of times ago, for those of you who might have listened. And what I said was that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on April 19th, 2023 will be officially announcing his candidacy for running for president of the United States in 2024. And so April 19th, there is an event happening in Boston. And if you give me a second, I will read it for you. And I think it's important for people to know about it. All right. The link is events.teamkennedy.com/Boston. events.teamkennedy.com/Boston.
So are you going to that event?
I am not.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I am in the office that day. I have too much going on right now. It's a big trip. And as you well know, I do not like crowds. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has spent his life fighting for American democracy and the liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. He has battled against corporate greed and government corruption to protect our children, our health, our livelihoods, our environment, and above all, our freedom. With integrity, courage, and self-sacrifice, he has led Americans in a ennobling fight to restore our country as an exemplary nation and to end the toxic polarization that divides us and enriches the elites. His character and unique history fighting crooked bureaucracies make RFK Jr. the only person who can bridge the divide and fix our country. Come to Boston on April 19th and show your support. I just want to say that, again, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, I'm not endorsing him. I'm not going against him. I'm not going for him. I don't want to make this political, but I have listened to Bobby many times over the last number of years. I've sat with him at dinner. I've heard him in conferences. This man is an amazing orator. He's a gifted speaker, and he's very smart. He has great historical perspective, and he understands things and digs into things and researches things so deeply. And so even if you don't go, I can't wait to listen to what he's going to have to say. Because, you know, I've gone back over the years and listened to his dad's speeches and listened to his uncle's speeches, that famous speech that JFK gave very short time before he was killed about the corruption that's going on in the world and in this country. And then he was killed. So you will not agree with everything that any candidate speaks of.
Right.
So when thinking about a candidate, what are the top three things that you must see in a candidate? And what are the most important issues of our time? And for me, the most important issues of our time are freedom and liberty, reestablishment of the country. And it is to bring light to the degree of corruption and tyranny that has invaded our regulatory agencies and corrupted our entire system of what we call government. So for that, okay, so you may not agree with them with climate change, you may not agree with them with other stuff, but if you agree with freedom and democracy, freedom and liberty, because, you know, we don't have a democracy, hopefully we have a constitutional republic at some point again, but please look at a candidate for what the most important issues are in the world today. And I think he covers it. I really do. Dr. T?
I guess a couple things is that, you know, I've had the same experience with Bobby that you have. You know, I've had dinner with him. He's been on my podcast. I've been interviewed by him on his early on. You know, we've watched the rise of CHD over the years. You know, I've listened to a lot of his speeches. I mean, his speech that he gave was either last year or the year before at Cal Jam was just amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was. I agree with you about him being a great orator. He's very smart. He has a really incredible handle on history, mm-hmm. and not only history of this country, but kind of like global history, that mm-hmm. he can put things into perspective. And he puts together, you know, really interesting ideas. I listened to his interview that he did with Sasha Pavlovsky. Is that how you say her last name?
Sasha Ladapova?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. I listened to the whole interview. And at the end of the interview, you could tell by watching his face as he was listening to what he said, she said, that he was trying to figure out what the angle was to take all of her wonderful work and pull out little pieces that were nuggets to go sue somebody with. I mean, he was really analyzing everything he said. And you could just see his brain turning over there, which was really good. And, you know, and I saw somebody say over here in the chat, and I agree with him. I would think it's kind of a calculated risk on his part. I mean, you know, with, you know, his uncle being assassinated, his father being killed, and his uncle Ted got paid off so that he didn't get killed. I mean, that's pretty well known. And so, you know, coming from that level of politics and growing up in that household with that name and not always being in sync with even with his own kin, his own family, I think it's kind of a calculated risk.
Sure.
But I also think that with any of our political elections these days, whether it's the president, your state senator, your state reps, your local dog catcher, the ballot boxes are so tainted now, and mm-hmm. They've never fixed the thing with the Dominion servers. So, you know, I don't think that we will elect another official. I think that whoever right. becomes elected has been chosen to be put in that position. I mean, seriously, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, like, seriously, no matter what you think of Trump, you know, I mean, where is our electoral process now inside of our own Congress? Of looking at this man, I mean, I look at him. Policy and politics aside, I think what is happening to him is elder abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, you take a man who's been a public official and been a senator for a long time, represented the country, irrespective of his politics, he was a very public figure, and now you've got someone with severe dementia that can't even carry on a conversation, babbles, and you could tell horrible dementia. And yet we continually push him up on the front stage and put him in front of cameras and give him a microphone. I think it's elder abuse. And I think our Congress is allowing that to represent us on the global playing field now, considering how hostile things are in Ukraine and all that sort of stuff that's going on. I don't think our country has a political snowball chance in hell. I just don't. I'm personally, like you, Larry, I'm not endorsing Bobby, but I'm not throwing him underneath the bus either. And I think it's important to make that distinction. You know, I think he'll probably give a good run for his money. I've heard, you know, but honestly, who's ever going to be our next president has already been selected, you know, and it's all just theater right now. You know, I got a text message. I don't know, you know, it's this time of year you're on these text things and you don't even know how you get on them, but you know, but Haley is going to, you know, is who was our ambassador, you know, she's going to run for president. Like, Nikki God, Haley? What?
Nikki Haley?
Nikki Haley, who sold us out at the UN every time she opened her mouth. And she's a big WEF supporter. And now she's running for president. I got this little text message, please support me, donate here. It's like, really? And so it's, I just think that things are, I think that what Tom Rentz said a couple weeks ago when he and I spoke at that conference in Cincinnati, it was kind of Coach Dave had this little conference and I, you know, I love Coach. And so we went down to this conference. There's maybe, I don't know, 50, 60 people there, maybe a little more. And when Tom said, we cannot save this country, it's gone, it's done. But what our job is and our task is now is to try to get it back and get some semblance of back, whatever that means, whether that means chopping up all 50 states into 6 regions, which I've seen those maps. I've seen, you know, projections on that, you know, to separate the country right down the middle and say, the blue is over here and red's over here the other way around, or we take states and divide them in half. Because if we don't do something actively like that to take charge of what's happening, this will devolve into some sort of a civil war.
Correct.
You know, because of what's happening, you know.
Well, I think that's the intention.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But I want to share a little bit in response to what you said. Number one, I don't believe that's Joe Biden. I believe it's an actor, and I've seen evidence to support that, and he's doing a damn good job of being an actor. Number two, I think Obama is probably behind the scenes pulling a lot of strings.
Susan Rice, man, and we got proof of that. And yeah. Susan Rice is Obama's right-hand guy. But Obama would just rather sit around and smoke dope all day. He'd let Susan Rice. Susan and Michael run the country.
Poor Joan Rivers. Do you know the story of Joan Rivers?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just throw that in and just keep going.
Yeah.
The other thing is that one of the things that I think Bobby can do that no one has been able to do is bring up the possibility of dialogue and exposure. And that's really because one of the biggest things that he has talked about over the last 3 years is the fact that he's been censored and all of us have been censored. And this might give him an opportunity to go past the people who are just mudslingers, that he's an anti-vaxxer or that he's, you know, whatever, you know, because people like to throw labels and sensationalize rather than get down to the nitty gritty. So one of the things that I'm hoping is that I'm not as much interested in him winning as much as I am in him creating a national dialogue that might, you know, because how many times over the last, you know, how many years, Dr. T, have you said, how are we going to wake people up? And I think that if there's a way for him to create material that people can be woken up with, that's better than anything you and I are doing. Although you and I know that the more we do on the ground, the more we allow people to find family, to find community, and to wake up. So, you know, I know that there are probably Democrats who are true Democrats who are looking for dialogue, who are looking for the conversation, who are looking for someone like Bobby, who don't like Biden, knowing full well that, you know, the system is rigged. And I know that there are probably Republicans who are not as right wing as, you know, many might be, who look at Bobby as a breath of fresh air. I just hope that nobody looks at any candidate as a savior. That's all I ask, is that we're not looking outside of us for savior. It just gives us more incentive to actually continue to do what we're doing. And I, again, I'm okay if Bobby doesn't win.
You know, because I think that's a really good position, Larry. It's really good. I mean, if he gets to the place where there are debates and he's, you know, and if he's actually a real candidate, really seriously running, he's going to be interviewed and he's going to be able to put kind of our side, for lack of a better words of saying it, about knowing what we know and he knows about the corruption, the censorship, you know, the fraud of the PCR test, the disaster of these shots, and, you know, the fraud inside of our Department of Justice. I mean, when he was doing that interview with Sasha, you know, they were talking about the problems with the DOJ. And now that we know that the military was behind the procurement and distribution and part of the decision-making of all of these shots in our own country, you know, and we know now unequivocally that, you know, when Pfizer says you can't sue me for fraud because I delivered to the government exactly what they asked me to deliver, you know, and what they asked to deliver was some sort of an infertility-based kill shot, you know, that's a big pill to swallow. I mean, when I first started, you know, hearing, what's her name? Karen Watts, I believe is her name. And Sasha talking to, because they kind of have the same platform about how deep the rabbit hole goes with the Department of Defense. Even as much as I've gone down rabbit holes and you have, you know, most of our life, that was big for me to be able to get my head around. And I think that people that have not gone down as many layers as you and I have, it is like, just, I can't go there. To right. think that there are people inside of our own Department of Defense, not all of them, but some of them, that were in this collusion to kill Americans. Wow, that's big.
Well, but it's, I think it's deeper than that. And it's Catherine Watts, for those who are listening.
Catherine Watts, thank you, yeah.
I think it's deeper than that, because it wasn't just to kill people. it was to take down the very establishment of the entire foundational structure of the United States. I mean, it was literally to tear the country apart and to remove its place in the world as a superpower, as a relevant. I mean, anything financially, anything politically, anything culturally, it was an attempt to completely take this country down. And we don't know what the result will be. And I have to say that there are aspects of our country that I think should be taken down, because we've been a terrorist country for many decades. And again, I remember seeing it when I was in college over 40 years ago and saying, whoa, our country is very imperialistic. And, you know, we always say about, oh, we need democracy there. We need democracy there. We need democracy there. Wait a second. That's couched as democracy there, but that's really imperialism. That's really what you're trying to do. So I'd like to infuse a little bit of good news. Not that teamkennedy.com isn't good news. A note from Tara Thornton. Tara Thornton, who is part of the Freedom Angels in California. Together with my partner Denise in Freedom Angels, we have been fighting to defeat AB659, HPV mandate in California. Today, I am happy to announce victory. We were able to kill the mandate in all schools, including college.
Yep.
The author of the bill's chief of staff requested to meet with Freedom Angels Tuesday to negotiate pulling our opposition if they removed the final college mandate. We agreed, and this morning we received confirmation.
Yep. I was going to mention that too, because PERC has been involved with that, and I'm pretty heavily involved with PERC. Right. So that's really wonderful news. I mean, the language is still kind of funky.
Yes.
And the language is still needs some massaging for clarity, because right. They still are going to tell the kids in high school and in college that they're expected to get the shot, but it's not right. A requirement. Right. Well, how are parents or kids going to interpret that if you're expected to get it, particularly right. If you're kind of going in one of those woke colleges that you just obey, so you would just kind of get it. So I guess they still have some massaging to do on the language for clarification, but the mandate has been dropped, which is very
correct. Because I think what they're saying is that it's still available. It's still going to be available.
Well, it's still going to be recommended, but it's not going to be mandated.
Right.
So, right. Yeah. So that's good.
So here's an interesting piece on the Defender. Biden to spend $5 billion on new coronavirus vaccine initiative supported by Gates, Fauci, and Republican lawmakers. The U.S. government will spend $5 billion on a program to accelerate the development of new coronavirus vaccines and therapeutics, White House officials announced this week. Project Next Gen, a successor to Operation Warp Speed, has bipartisan support and will receive funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates and Rockefeller Foundations.
Disgusting. Just disgusting. You know, and there's a new variant that just is coming out now. And they're saying with this new variant, they're going to reinstitute the mandatory mask mandate.
Yes.
And so in one of the lists that I'm on, they were chatting about it and saying it's just a test. It's just a test to see how many people at this point in time are still willing to be obedient and fearful. Oh my God, it's a new variant. I better wear a mask and you don't have on a mask. Oh, you're going to make me sick. It's just a test to see how many people are willing to go along and continue to be obedient to their masters and fearful of something that doesn't even exist.
Right. And wasn't there also a meta-analysis just published that actually shows the possibility that not only are masks harmful, but they may actually create long COVID.
Yeah. And did you see the 18,000 cattle that died on that dairy farm?
No.
This was an explosion in a dairy farm in Texas on the 11th. It's horrible. You don't want to see the picture. And 18,000 cattle died in a dairy farm explosion, which is just on top of the plastic factory that just blew up the day before and put out, if you're burning plastic, you're putting PVCs in there, polyvinyl chloride, and it's going everywhere. It was just on the border between Indiana and Ohio down by Dayton. So it came all the way across Ohio again. And isn't that interesting? And this plastic explosion, was huge. It was a big, big fire. 18,000 cattle died in a dairy farm explosion. And just a couple of weeks ago, 100,000 chickens died in a fire in a hen house.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not sure what to make of the coming avian flu outbreak, whatever that is. But perhaps it's just another layer of poisons that they're exposing us to. And perhaps it's another attempt to limit our food supply because it'll make people afraid to eat chicken or turkey or duck
or pork or beef, because now they're going to be using messenger RNA vaccines and all of our, so now right. We're not going to be able to eat anything except their bug powder.
Yes. I don't know what the Jews are going to do because it's against kosher laws to eat anything with bugs in it.
Yes, it is. That goes all the way back to Leviticus.
Correct.
I read that recently. I'm making my way through Deuteronomy right now.
Oh, nice. So, Dr. T, this is not an area that I'm up on, but it's an area I'm curious about. Do you have information on FedNow?
I've never even heard of it.
FedNow is the efforts that's coming in July to create the central bank digital currency.
No.
Anybody have the link? Let me see. I read it right before we came on, and I wanna find it.
FedNow? What is FedNow? FedNow.
Yes, it's a declaration that just came out to begin our, let me just find it. Anybody got the link? It's the new name for the central bank digital currency. I saw it on,
Cookie just put a link up.
Yeah, I saw it on,
the Federal Reserve FedNow service will be available to depository institutions in the United States and will enable individuals and businesses to send instant payments through their depository institution accounts.
It's basically what Catherine Austin Fitz has been talking about. And, the attempt to, again, limit cash. The only way you'll be able to, use anything for a while is through cash. Otherwise, anything that goes through your bank account will have to be approved. And if they don't approve of what you're spending, they can just take your money. But it's another way to control how much you can spend, on what you can spend, and when you can spend it. And again, that's why, all the things that Dr. T and I have spoken about tonight are important, but many of them are distractions from what's really going on. And it's the attempt by the banks to completely take control of our money. And this is coming from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Federal Reserve, the World Economic Forum, the attempts to create true slavery in our world. And, they're already starting to close banks. They're afraid that people are going to continue to raid the banks to take their money out. And it's another way for them, again, to create the civil war that they, I think, are wishing for.
Well, yes, because if that actually happens, and it's actually a violent and bloody civil war, then they can fund both sides like they have in every war, and it can further their depopulation agenda. Only we just shoot each other, you know. They don't have to be involved. They could just sit back and smoke their stogies and put their feet up on the desk and swirl their cognac, you know.
Right.
So they can just you know, entice us to just, you know, shoot each other.
Yeah, I can't find the actual article, but
I think, well, what Cookie posted is good.
Yeah.
Because it's a link to the central bank thing.
Welcome to the new world. But you know what I said on our show tonight before you came on is that, you know, our date for when we exit is planned already. So live life, do what you can to keep the light, stay in the light, create your love and relationships, do honorable things, eat well, sleep well, grow your own food, create the communities that we're looking for, learn how to step out of the matrix, and continue to stay away from the system that is just looking to kill you. And, you know, again, I'm still hoping that we have a crash of the educational system. I'm really hoping. What they're doing to kids nowadays, you know, I saw a graph today, you know, I'm going to do it opposite to me. It was a graph by years of the number of children born to men over decades. And it was 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. And then it was shot up in 2023.
I saw a similar one that said there are 8,200,000,000 people on the planet. How many were born by men? Zero.
Right.
It's just, you know, the same thing.
I saw that one.
Yeah. So this is, I've been working out in the yard all day today. It's been beautiful here. I got most of my front. I didn't really do a fall cleanup this year for lots of reasons. And so I got all the leaves are, and I bought a leaf vacuum. So I've got a blower and a vacuum. And so that's really helped a lot. And so just being outside in the sun and all day. So I'm going to have that all, my whole front will be done by tomorrow. And then Saturday I'll do the back and put out clean up my furniture and put everything out. So by Sunday I'll be ready for summer.
Yes.
So yeah.
How was your Easter, by the way?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. You know, I've kind of having kind of a staycation, and you know, I know it's the 13th and today was kind of my first official day of vacation because I've had unbelievably intense back-to-back meetings since April 1st. And we were winding up on pre-recording a lot of podcasts so that we could do things, you know, so kind of now between now and May the 6th, I'm pretty much off. I still got, you know, there's always going to be something, but right. You know, for the most part, I'm sleeping and I'm dreaming and right. I'm here with my dog and getting my house in order. You know, I mean, you know, I live in a big house and I got a big yard and you know, just, it's a lot for one person to take care of, you know? So to be able to get it all done and nice so that it's done and nice and it's only the middle of April. So that gives us a protracted summer because it's been so nice. You know, all the leaves are out. I mean,
you're usually away for the month.
I'm usually in Mexico and I'm not probably not going this year.
Right.
So, and that's okay. It's okay.
Right. And you know that Greek Easter is this coming Sunday, April 16th. You know that the Greek Orthodox celebrate Easter the week after.
Right. There's a couple questions in the Q&A.
You want to go for them?
I think we've already pretty much covered them, actually. I don't know. One person says to you, all insects are not considered clean. Is that true?
Again, I do know that in the Orthodox Jewish community, there are even certain food vegetables that won't be eaten because they're usually infested with bugs. And because of that, I know Brussels sprouts are not eaten in the Orthodox Jewish community by many because of the bugs on it. So whether it's clean or unclean, I can't speak to all. They're coming after our food sources. That's one of the new ones, is that they're going to start putting whatever mRNA means, because I still don't know what that means, because we have no information about what in God's name that stuff does once it's injected into the body, because they don't know, because they said somewhere along the line in the last 3 years that they're just doing it to actually see what it does, because they don't know.
I know.
No one knows.
We are the experiment.
Yeah. So yeah, the rumors have been happening that they're going to be injecting. And I don't believe that that's going to happen on the farms where many of us might buy our meats. But again, I don't know how much they threaten the farms that are growing grass-fed and organic.
And all those things.
I don't know.
Well, it is end times revelation, you know, and it's the black horse that talks about famine, and it's induced famine. It's not, you know, and look at the flooding in California and, you know, all the things that are happening in these weird weather patterns. You know, that's going to disrupt, you know, the normal cycles of nature too. So it's you really have to, in my opinion, and this is just my own perspective, I think that you have to find ways to work at staying in the light, work at staying into happy things, and work at looking at hopeful and kind of just be really tunnel visioned. Because there's so much darkness out there right now. It's a little challenging. I mean, you could just get caught up in the vortex, you know?
Right.
Exactly, Liz. Lisa, it's actually praying. Pray over your food and stuff like that.
Right, that's right. And that's why I said, keep staying in the light as much as you can. Remember, our time is when it's time. So that doesn't mean there isn't going to be hardship. That doesn't mean there isn't going to be war. That doesn't mean there isn't going to be suffering. That doesn't mean there isn't stuff for us to do. You know, I don't know. Have you ever heard of the woman Dolores Cannon?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching her on and off for a while now. And she said something that is something that I don't say publicly, but I'm going to say it because I've been saying it for almost my whole life. I don't believe in a place called hell. And I know that there are religions that do, because I believe a spirit coming into a human body and living on this planet is an experience of hell. And she said it. And I looked at her in the camera and I said, my sister, she said it. Because, you know, I guess the deeper you feel and the more, you know, you have what I would think is a very deep connection to love and feeling, this can't possibly be anything but hell. It can't be. And I just so appreciated. I so appreciated what she said.
So she's still living?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of thought that she, you know, I don't know why, but I kind of felt like she, you know, like her work lives on and her videos and stuff like that. But I didn't think that she was, that's what they're saying.
She passed away.
She did pass away a few years ago. That's what I thought, that she passed away.
So somebody just called me out for saying, you know, this is hell. You know, I this is a hellish existence. This is not an easy thing. And again, depending on who you are and what you've experienced, and you know whether you believe in past experiences, and this is a hellish experience. I don't believe there is a place called hell. What I was just trying to say is that, my God, you know, this is a tough existence. And I think that's why we come down as spirits into a physical body, to improve upon that hellish experience and learn and grow and bring more light and become enlightened and be better and bring more consciousness to the world. But it's, you know, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, we've talked about it. How many times? How many times?
Well, you know, it's because, you know, Satan has dominion over this planet. And so it's not going to be pleasant, but this is not hell. You may have hellish experiences depending on what your experience of life is, but there is a place far, far worse.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I suppose yeah. So.
All right. We don't want to have that discussion here, do we? But speaking of not suffering, cardiomiracle.com, great product. CT15 is the code for you for first time, 15% off. And Cookie again will give you the link for emfsol.com. Opportunity to have an experience and see how you feel when you take it. I am having a good experience with the product so far. That doesn't mean you will. And Corey Hillis, who was on our show back in March, even said 60% of people report some positive effects with it. And maybe 40% will say they don't experience anything. And again, I'm glad to see that some people are enjoying Cardio Miracle. And I hope more of you will take the opportunity to mitigate the electrical effects that EMFs and 5G and the pulsing can have on our bodies. Because again, it doesn't stop us from being exposed. What it does is it changes the electrical currents in our body enough to be able to withstand the exposure.
Very good.
All right.
All righty.
All right, then. Thank you, everybody. Critically Thinking, Dr. T and Dr. P. We will see you next week. Enjoy the good weather. Happy Greek Easter to those who celebrate. And stay well. Stay in the light. Stay in love. And remember, yes, it is hellish experiences, but not hell.
Have a good evening, everyone. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.